From the internet to your ears, this is RFD.
RIAA, bite me.
Good morning! Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Welcome to the Stephen Roy Podcast. It is the 14th of February, the year of our Lord, 2026. It's Valentine's Day. Happy Hallmark holiday. Hope you had a good one. I had a wonderful one. I'll have to talk about that during the Rumble. Coming up next right here on the Stephen Roy Podcast. Yes, the Rumble and the podcast all in one, just for you. Hope you like it. We'll talk about what's happening in the world today. All right, let's go ahead and do that. You take a drink of water, take these headphones off, and we'll do it. I was telling somebody, when you do radio for a living, I guess, it would apply to television too, right? I started out in broadcasting doing a public access television show. If you don't know what public access it is, look it up. It's where anybody could do a television show. You don't hardly see that anymore, I bet. Not in this area. Ah. All right, here we go. Welcome to the Rumble. It is the Stephen Roy Rumble because I am Stephen Roy. See, it says it right here. You can follow me on the X at Stephen Roy Radio. I don't know why my voice just did that. At Stephen Roy Radio. Thank you so much for watching. If you're a broadcaster, well, look. You can see I have a great face for radio, right? I said that in an interview recently. I think the gentleman I was talking with thought that was quite humorous. He even chuckled. Might even have been a guffaw. I don't know. But anyway, it's wonderful to be with you here. I've got my Fear is a Liar shirt on because, and I heard Zach Williams singing this on the way home yesterday, because the evil one is a liar, right? He wants you to be afraid. He wants you to. God doesn't want you to be afraid. He wants you to be strong. He wants you to be, Hey, I get afraid sometimes. You know, I pray that I don't have to deal with idiots. Right? I should have more grace for them, I know. I should show them love, even if they're libtarded or retarded. Steve Tabin, you're not supposed to say that anymore. They're mentally disabled. Well, there are lots of people that I've worked with. There are lots of people that I've encountered that are... You know what's funny about this? I don't know why people are talking. There was political stuff in the opening ceremony of the Italian Winter Olympics. I didn't notice anything political. They didn't have no transsexual Last Supper or anything stupid like that. I didn't notice anything that was really bad in the opening ceremony. I actually enjoyed it, and I saw it, parts of it twice. I saw most of it during the day. The thing I have enjoyed about this Olympics is I have two TVs in my office because it's my job, got to monitor it, right? So I've had the USA channel on this one and NBC on this one. I have a little 19-inch on my desk. Little 19-inch, isn't that funny to say that nowadays? And I have a 55-inch up on the wall. Oh my gosh, if you had a 55-inch TV back in the day, woo! It had to be like a front projection or a rear projection, right? If you had a 55-inch, boy, those TVs were so bad, weren't they? My parents had a rear projection Sony, and it was probably bigger than 50-inch. The picture was not good. It was big, but it was not great, I can tell you that. And then you had like these buttons you could synchronize it. Beep, beep. And then these horizontal lines would come up, and you'd adjust the TV, you know, because it had tubes. It had red, green, and blue to make all the colors. Right? You remember the front projection? The front projection, you had a screen, right? And then it had a projector in front of the screen, and then beep. I only have two hands, but there's like beep, three tubes in front of the screen that projected the projected the thing up there. There's still projectors used in there's a local restaurant that has a giant screen up on the wall. I mean, that thing must be, I don't know, 15 feet by 10 feet, probably 15 feet wide, 10 feet high. And it's obviously got a projector that's projecting onto that. They make HD projectors now. I mean, if you go to the movie theater now, it has a projector, but it's digital, right? It's fed digitally, probably by HDMI or some kind of network deal. And I doubt it's component, like the early days of HD. In the early days of HD, they had red, green, and blue cables that connected video. There would be left and right audio for stereo, and then there would be red, green, and blue cables that connected televisions to the HD box. My first HD TV was like a 13-inch monitor. I'm not kidding. You could use it for your computer, or it had a video input. That was my first HD TV before I had anything bigger. I had a little bitty monitor like that. And then when I was like starting over, I had that 13-inch TV in my bedroom, right? So here's this little TV, not much bigger than the iPad I'm recording this show on. And there it was, little 13-inch across the room. You couldn't hardly see anything on it. And then I think I had like a 42-inch in the bedroom. And the 42-inch had a great picture, but I couldn't even see the guide. You know how you have nowadays you have an online guide? Couldn't even read the guide, right? So then I got like a 50-inch for the bedroom, and that was great. Worked good. And I could see everything just fine on that. Dee and I now have an old 50-inch plasma in the master bedroom. And that thing, I'm not kidding you, that thing has to weigh over 100 pounds. So it was just sitting on top of an armoire on a stand. And then we got an elliptical to get in better shape. And I use that thing 5 days a week. And that's in the master bedroom. Well, then I put up a TV mount on the wall that would rotate. I mean, the TV doesn't rotate 90 degrees. It maybe rotates 45 degrees. So that 50-inch plasma, this mount is strong enough to hold it, right? It has two arms that come out. And then the arms will bend like this, right? So you can bend them out if you want to push the TV in flat, and then you can pull them out if you want to turn. So I turn the TV like 45 degrees, and then Dee can see it in the master bathroom when she's putting her makeup and stuff on, you know, chick stuff. And then I can see it when I'm on the elliptical. It works great. And then on every Friday, I push it back against the wall. But that thing was so heavy, I could barely put it on that mount. I mean, barely. It was so heavy. And then what I did was I bought this kit on Amazonian that I installed in my old house in the southwest area of this town we live in, the home of Texas Tech. And I put a mount on the wall that was just flat, right? And then I bought the same kit for that house. And the kit comes with two boxes that you mount in the wall, right? So you cut a little hole out like this, make sure it's level. Wherever you want it, like behind in the back of the TV mount, put that wall thingy in there, and then you turn two screws, and then they go, and then hold the box in there. And then it has a plug in it, so it has a female plug on the top, and then it has a hole in it where you can fish cables down through the wall. So I fished, I fished coax in the one in the southwest. And then it comes with Romex. So you connect the Romex to the back of this female plug, and then you have another box you put on the wall on the bottom. So what I did was I measured the height of the nearest, you know, power, cable, whatever box. Make sure, so I put this box in the same level as those other boxes. So those other boxes aren't here, and then that box is here, or like this. This is the electrical, and this is the extra box that I installed. No, I wanted it to look the same. It's the same color, white, and it's the same elevation. Measure up to the electrical op, measure up to where I put this box. That's how I did it. So I fished coax down through the wall. I fished that Romex down. And then I attached it to the back of the bottom outlet and then mounted it in the wall. The bottom outlet is male. The electrical plug on the top is female, right? Where you plug in your stuff, your TV, your cable box, whatever. And then on the bottom, I got an antenna plugged into the one in our living room, because when the CBS channel was dropped by Nexstar, we had no CBS channel on the cable television. So I picked up a Chiefs playoff game, I think it was last year, off of an antenna. So I have a little bar antenna that I tie wrapped to the back of the TV, and I've turned it to get the best signal and then tie wrapped it down, right? So I can switch the TV between TV, which is the antenna, HDMI 1, which is, I don't remember which one is which. I think HDMI 1 is the Fire Stick, and HDMI 2 is cable television. I think that's how it's set up. Anyway, doesn't matter. The point is that I installed this box in the bedroom, in the master bedroom, just like I did in the Southwest, where I used to live in the Southwest. That house has been sold. Thank you, God. Thank you for letting that sell. And then that bottom plug has a male plug, and then it comes with a 6-foot white extension cord. Plug that extension cord into that male plug, and then plug it into your nearest power outlet. And so, I'm thankful that I have the God-given ability to do all these things. Because it was a good project, it looks good, it looks nice. Then if you ever sell your house, you've got built-in stuff. It's pretty cool. Ah, I think this is my sparkling water from last night. Don't be as scared, I have more. I got regular water here too, see here? Regular water. Anyway, unless you've been living under a rock, you probably have heard of Texas Tech softball. I know you heard of football since we won the Big 12, and then our offense didn't even show up against Oregon. And then, of course, Oregon got their butt stomped by Indiana, and I'm sorry, I took pleasure in that. You know, I probably shouldn't have. It was like, I don't know, what was it, like 49-13 or something? I mean, it was a blowout. And where our game was not a blowout, it was close until the fourth quarter. And so, Oregon, you suck. I'm sorry, but you do. And I was happy to see Indiana win the national championship. That was great. Well, Texas Tech lost the last game of the national championship in softball last year. Well, let me tell you something. This year, their team is loaded. Loaded. 11 players on their roster have already hit a home run this year. Jerry Glasgow? Sorry, Jerry, if I pronounce your name wrong. I'm terrible with names. Jerry's kids are so good, he doesn't even know who to start. That's how good they are. They have at least three really good pitchers. I know they have more than three. I saw a left-hander pitch today. It was super good. Picked it up in the third inning. It was already 5-0. They ended up run ruling. When I was a kid, we called that a skunk. If you lost so bad, looks like there's something here on my shirt. Maybe not. If you lose that bad, right? It's a mercy rule. They call it the run rule. So after 5 innings, if you're ahead by 10 runs, I think it's 10 runs, game is over, right? Well, this one I think went 6, didn't go 7, I think it went 6. And they run ruled NC State. And what was the score? It was like 15-1, 14-1. I guess it doesn't really matter at that point. The point is Texas Tech softball team is super good. Now, D and I and my brother-in-law are going to be going to a game. I can't remember if it's in March or April. I want to say it's in April. In April, we're going to be going to a game. I don't know how D's brother, how my brother-in-law got those tickets. I don't care. When I checked, there were no reserved seats. There was general admission in the outfield. That's the only seats that were left. And, of course, so we may have season tickets to Tech football next year. We actually had to put down a deposit for the chance of getting season tickets, because I've never had season tickets to football before, to any sporting event, to any sport of any kind. I've never had season tickets. I've had friends that did. When I was growing up in the suburbs of LA, we had a friend that had, I think he had, was it Rams and Raiders tickets? Maybe it was Raiders and then Rams tickets? I don't know. So that's how I went to Raiders and Rams games, was with him, my dad and I, and him went to, I remember going to a Raiders game, and we were probably 6-7 rows above the Raiders bench, and they were big. You know, I was a kid, and they looked big to me. Players are way bigger now than they were then. My gosh, I've seen a couple of linemen, you know, when I've been at the grocery store, and these boys, they're young men, okay? They're not boys anymore, but they're young men, and they're yeech. They're yeech. You know, I mean, you could tell if you look them, you look them in the face, they're pretty young, you know. Anyone who's like 40 or low, 40 or younger would say, yeah, you're an old man, Teban. Yeah, well, I'm 59. I'm not going to lie. That's my age. I'm 59. So, there you have it. I don't know why a broadcaster wouldn't want to hire somebody as spry and full of energy as me. It's true. I told Dee today, you know, we went out for Mexican food for lunch. I'm not going to say where, but really good local restaurant. There's several of these restaurants. I don't know. There may be a bunch of them in Texas. But anyways, good food. And we were number 16, right? And then when they call your number, you go up and get it. And they have a big dining room. And anyway, so we went to lunch. And for, you know, Valentine's Day, we don't go out to dinner because it's a madhouse. And anywho, my number that they're going to call, or they're put up on a board. They don't call it. They put it up on a computer screen. I'm number 16, and I told Dee, I said, well, I'm still 16 in my mind. May not be over here physically, but I'm 16 in my mind, which is funny. So anyway, congratulations to the Lady Raiders softball team. Congratulations to the Red Raiders basketball team. There's all kinds of sports doing well. Golf's doing well. Tennis is doing well. A track and field is awesome. Our coach has won like Coach of the Year several times. We were the national championship in the outdoor track and field not long ago, and I think we've consistently been national championship, you know, on indoor track and field. I'd like to go see either one. I think I'd like to see either one. I've never seen an indoor track and field event. Of course, I used to compete in track and field in high school. I'm not going to say I was good at it. I threw the shot put, and I certainly wasn't great. I think my longest throw ever was like 40 feet. I mean, I was good enough to take second in a couple meets. That's about it. And then, you watch these Olympians do it. And then what do they throw at, like 100 feet, 75 feet? I don't even know how long they throw it, but it's a heavier shot. In junior high school, it was like 8 pounds. In high school, it was like 10. I mean, what is the Olympian one, like 16 pounds? I mean, totally different ball game. All right, let's go to the X, at Stephen Roy, at Stephen Roy Radio, just like up here, at Stephen Roy Radio. All right, don't click on that. I bet they have docked. Yeah, the replay's up now. That means they've docked the Dragon space capsule with the International Space Station. Absolutely amazing. Yesterday, I watched the replay of the launch. I'm just fascinated when the launch is, I mean, pretty awesome. It's not routine, especially when you're launching humans to space. When the Dragon 9? Why does that not sound right? When the SpaceX Falcon 9, when the SpaceX Falcon 9 booster takes the Dragon capsule to orbit, it's truly amazing to me, truly amazing. Then that Falcon 9 stage one comes back to Earth and lands. And this time it landed at like pad 40, which was the first time. It's a new landing pad. Isn't that incredible? It's just, that seems more awesome to me than the launch, right? Launch is long, they're nine Merlin engines, which are awesome. If you look at the first generation Merlin engine compared to today it's way simpler in design than it was when they started out. When they started out, it was like, there's like pipes and wires everywhere, and now it's like all sleek looking. It's amazing technology. And they reuse these rockets. That's the whole point of landing the stage one booster back on Earth. Now, they typically either land on a drone ship out in the Atlantic for Florida launches, Pacific for California launches. They launch in Florida from, I'm sure it's Cape Canaveral. They launch in California at Vandenberg Air Force Base. Told you when I was a kid, when they would launch rockets from Vandenberg Air Force Base, you could see the contrail go across the sky where I grew up in the suburbs of LA. Truly incredible. That's a condensation trail. No, it's not a chemtrail. It's a condensation trail. It's amazing to me that people think that every contrail you see from every airplane, that's chemicals they're spraying on you. Okay, you go ahead and keep believing that. Now, I'm not going to say they've never sprayed chemicals on people before. I'm sure they have. And they do see clouds. Did you hear about what happened in Kerrville? What was there, like 100 people that died there, especially the kids that died at that camp? That's just so horrific. I don't even want to think about it. Gives me the heebie-jeebies. They had seeded clouds like a week or two before near there. Oh, there's no way that could have had anything to do with that. Okay. You keep telling yourself that. Whatever. You can call me a conspiracy nut for saying that. But the fact remains that this company did seed clouds recently near there. You don't think they possibly could have that made that happen another time? They do it in China all the time. And, you know, they did that in China before the Beijing Olympics to try to clean the air. Do you know they basically had people stay home for the 2 weeks of the Beijing Olympics because they didn't want the pollution that they normally experienced during that time? Can you believe that? It's just amazing to me. You know, you talk S about the environment in the United States, and the air and water and everything else is cleaner here than anywhere else on Earth. I don't give an S what you say. You go over to a third world, and so how can you call California a third world asshole? Well, let's see. And one of my followers on X corrected this doofus. There's no way that's happening in California. Yeah, yeah. Hey, how about you take your head away from the Communist Spews Network, the failing Communist Spews Network, and actually study it. And you will find there is so much poo in San Francisco, they spend over $75 million, it's probably $100 million a year now, to pick up poo and needles in San Francisco. They don't do anything to stop the homelessness. They don't treat their mental disabilities. Why are these people on drugs and alcohol? Well, because 99%, but I bet you at least 90% of them are mentally disabled, right? And I, you know, one thing I found out that was amazing, I digress, but I was talking about the opening ceremonies of the Milan Olympics, which I have enjoyed because I can watch them during the day when they're live over there, and I see more during the day than they show on prime time on NBC. I can guarantee you that. So during the opening ceremony, there's this woman doing all this sign stuff, right? And she's like, dur, 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 dur. Well, this is the international libtard. That's the international libtard sign. Well, I did not know that that's actually a sign in sign language. It means bad person, bad person. Now, I'm not saying that if you're mentally disabled, you're bad, because obviously that would be stupid to say something like that. But if you're a libtard, then you're bad because you believe the BS that's fed to you by the lamestream media. I mean, think for yourself. I don't believe everything I hear from conservative media. I try to find out for myself what's true and what's not. Sometimes I repost stuff that may or may not be true. If I find out later it's not, I guarantee you I'm taking down that post, is my point. All right, let's go to the X at Stephen Roy Radio. Click on replies. Since we're already 22 minutes into this Rumble broadcast. Oh, this is some funny stuff right here. Let's see if it plays. I got two exclusive videos from the Olympics I want to play for you. So let's see. Let me rewind it. This one's from curling. You ready? I bet you've never seen a cat curling before. Uh-oh. He slipped on the stone. He slipped on... Oh, it landed perfectly. And guess what? Oh, they won gold medals. I just love these AI cat videos. Here's another one. Here's another one. Let me get it ready for you. Okay, here he goes. This is Shadow. This is Shadow the cat. Here goes Shadow the cat. That's right, he's ski jumping. Boom, look at him go. Woo! And then he meows at the end. They don't show him landing. Here he is meowing at the end. You can find those on my ex at Stephen Roy Radio. They were Reels videos from the Bookface that Dee found for me. Speaking of Dee, I think she's probably leaving. Well, come here and kiss me on camera. No? Well, come over here anyway. Be careful. I love you. She's embarrassed. She doesn't want to come on camera with me. How do you like that? How do you like them apples? Love you, honey.
Love you.
She's so beautiful. I am a blessed man. I am a blessed man because I have Dee in my life. And that may or may not be her real name, by the way. that's okay. That's okay. I have to explain to people that Stephen Roy is my on-air name, right? It is my real name. My name is Stephen Roy, but I explain that to people. I started using Stephen Roy in 2012. So this year will be 14 years that I've been podcasting, that I've been broadcasting the Stephen Roy Show, right? Been in broadcasting since 1999. So I have a lot of experience in broadcasting. So when a broadcaster thinks, well, he hasn't worked full time in radio for some time. No, it's been 20 years. I haven't worked full time in radio for 20 years, but guess what? I have never stopped broadcasting. I've been broadcasting since 1999. Started doing public access television, which I mentioned on the podcast. If you don't know what public access television is, this used to be where anyone could make a television show. My first show was called Tech Stuff, T-E-C-K Stuff. Tech Stuff, your show about technology. I bet there's tapes out there somewhere of me doing, I probably have one in a box up in the attic or somewhere. And then, I mean, I'm not even working anymore. It's probably VHS. I don't have nothing to play that on anymore. And then after that, I worked full-time in radio for 3 years. Not quite 3 years. Three stations in a little less than 3 years. I learned a tremendous amount how to run a radio station. The first gentleman that was GM of the station I worked for in Sitka, Alaska, taught me immensely, a lot, taught me a lot. If I have a chance to meet him again, I would thank him for how much he taught me. I basically learned how to run a radio station. I only left there because I made S wages, which is my own fault, and ran two radio stations virtually by myself. I was virtually the only full-timer there, had a couple part-timers that helped, and that's why I left. You can't be expected to run a radio station, two radio stations by yourself, right? So when I wasn't live, it was on satellite. And it was actually on satellite feeds when I wasn't live. So nowadays there's voice tracking. I don't have a problem with voice tracking. I did voice tracking at the second full-time radio station I worked for. If you do voice tracking well, people won't even know it's voice track. They'll think you're live. I used to have people call in and make requests when I was voice tracking in the middle of the night, which I thought was funny, you know. Snowplow drivers on Interstate 395 that goes up and down through the Sierra of California would call me and leave a voicemail. Hey, thanks so much, Stephen, for playing that song, man. Not that they all sound like that. I'm not good at doing impressions. Anyway, let's go to the X. So if you go to my ex at Stephen Roy Radio, you can see the replay of the Crew 12 launch and then the Crew 12 docking. I haven't even seen the docking yet. When I last turned it on, it was live and they were maneuvering up around the space station. So they maneuvered up around the space station like this and then went down to the docking collar, I guess you'd call it, the docking, you know, mount deal. They soft latch to that, soft connect, and then these things drive out, right? They go, and then it's a hard attachment, where you know, so they could go into the Dragon 12, and the astronauts could come out, and they also use the Dragon for resupply. So when it's a resupply vehicle, that there's no astronauts in it, they probably don't even have chairs. They probably just, like, you know, they probably just strap down everything. Probably a couple thousand pounds, I would imagine, of stuff when there's no astronauts in it. So Crew 12 is now docked with the International Space Station, so check that out. I posted those videos exclusive from the Olympics. Funny. And the Department of Homeland Security has been shut down again by the we call it the Schumer shutdown because he's the one that did it. You know, I saw Plug Schumer go to the mic yesterday and he was like this. I mean, the guy is so old, he's all crouched over. I can barely walk. Goes up to the microphone and then spews his BS. It's like, dude, you and the turtle are prime candidates for term limits. This is why they are the definition of why we should have term limits. And President Trump has even taken my suggestion, and it should be two terms for the Senate that you are term limited. You can serve two terms in the United States Senate, that's 12 years, two 6-year terms, that's 12 years as a United States Senator that you can serve, then you're out. Or three 2-year terms in the United States House of Representatives. House of Representatives is a lower house. Senate is the upper house. That's why the Senate serves 6 years. Do you know that senators in the United States Senate did not used to be elected? They used to be appointed by a state's governor. Just like the murky one, Lisa Murkowski. The murky one was appointed by her daddy governor when I lived in Sitka, Alaska. I remember. And do you know she lost her, I don't know if it was her last primary, but she lost the primary, right? She lost. She lost the Republican primary, and then she ran as a write-in candidate. Oh, I'm sure there was no fraudlection there. I'm sure every chicken scratched on the ballot was, you know, that was a legitimate vote for her. Sure. That's how she was reelected, by fraudlection. Just like we're finding out now in Georgia. Fulton County was massive fraudlection. Massive fraudlection. President Trump won that state in 2020. We know Maricopa County used massive fraudlection. Remember Maricopa County? Oh, yeah, yeah. Man, we have to count about, oh, we just found 169,000 ballots. We just found them. Found them. Yeah. We need an extra month to count them. Fulton County. Oh, we had a water main break. We're just going to cover these windows with cardboard as we take several duffel bags out from tables covered with black sheets. Oh, they just happen to have tens of thousands of ballots in them. Look at Pennsylvania. In Pittsburgh, in Philadelphia, they just happened to find a few hundred thousand ballots there. When they stopped counting ballots, what was it, like 10:30 at night or something? When they stopped counting ballots nationwide at the same time, it was coordinated to reprogram the counting machines. They were actually programming the counting machines to give Biden automatically more votes than President Trump. And guess what? Even with the machines fixed, Biden wasn't getting enough votes. So they shut down all the counting machines nationwide throughout the United States and reprogrammed them to give Biden even more votes. Remember the hockey stick? Here's President Trump. Here's President Trump. Okay, let's do it. Here's President Trump. Here's President Trump up here. Here's President Trump. The demented one. President Trump, the demented one. Oh, stop counting ballots. And then when ballots first started being recounted again, burp, Biden's up here and President Trump's over here. Yeah, that was effing magic. That's what that was. All right, we're more than 31 minutes already into the show, so we're going to have to stop for today. I hope you enjoyed it. You know, it's better when I just riff than read stuff, isn't it? Yeah, even and not as much politics as usual. That's why you like it. That's why I've seen so many views of the show, and I do appreciate it. Thank you so much for watching. Thank you. You have a great week, a great evening, and a great day. Yes? Now you have to. Beep. That's it for the Rumble. We'll upload that to the server if I can get it out of the tripod. And I'll play some good music for you right here on the Stephen Roy Podcast. I've told you before, I know I have said it before on the podcast. Where that came from, have a great day. Now you have to. That came from David Langdon. He was a gentleman that I played Colt baseball with when I was like 15, right? And then David, last I heard, he lives in Indiana and with his beautiful wife. I can say that. Yes, yes, she is beautiful. Last I saw, anyway. I'm not on Bookface hardly ever anymore. I deleted my Stephen Roy Radio Bookface because I was like always in the jail. And I was always in FB jail. So why even be on it? Well, Dave, you know, so I said, hey, everybody, have a great weekend. And then David said, man, it's like you're saying we have to. And that's how it became, you know, yes, now we have to. So let me play some great music for you for the rest of this podcast. So you have a happy Valentine's Day. Have a great day. Have a great evening and have a great week. Yes. Now you have to. See how that works? All right, let's play some good music for you. It kept playing, but let's start with this. Since Texas Tech is doing so good, we got to celebrate with Victory Bells. They play the Victory Bells, you know. They play the Victory Bells at Texas Tech after every victory, and I believe it's the Saddle Tramps that play it till midnight.
Of hope through every door, new routines pave the way for roads to be explored, and the victory bells ring out. Fight, readers, fight for the school we love so dear. Time is done here. We are the scarlet and the black. Step forward, never back. So fight, Raiders, fight. The seasons come and go. Pages start to turn. The memories and grades aren't given, only earned. And the victory bells ring out. Fight, breeders, fight for the school we love so dear. Time is done here. We are the scarlet and the black. Step forward, never back. So fight, Raiders, fight. As we walk across the stage, strive for honor evermore. We bow to our friends. Long live the Matador. I get a feeling that I never knew I never had before.
feeling, yeah.
God, RFD.
And this is for all the political hacks out there. You know who you are. You lie.
You told me you love me, so I don't understand. Promises are snapped in two, words are made to bend. Bigger, better, from stolen from Japan. Collected from around the world, catch you if they can. Lies, 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 yeah. Lies, 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 yeah. Lies, on your mind. Well, Cleopatra died for Egypt. What a waste of time. The white ones and red ones, some you can't disguise. Twist the truth and half the news, can't hide it in your eyes.
Yeah.
drive, and I'm not the sort to wait.
All right. real radio was never like this. This is RFD.
Club on the Stephen Roy Show. You know, I gave advice to guys out there. I said, guys, when she says, you don't have to get me nothing for Valentine's Day, I said, hey, guys, that's a lie. You have to get something for Valentine's Day. Now, I got D a couple of cool little presents for Valentine's Day. Nothing spectacular. And a sweet card. And she got me the best present ever. Tickets to see Alison Krauss and Union Station at the Buddy Holly Hall this fall right here in West Texas. That was the best president ever. Thank you, Dee. Can't wait to hear her voice, the voice of an angel. Have a great week. Yes, now you have to.
Little